Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Facts. And thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the purpose, the destiny, and the provisions of God in our lives. We see God's hand, we see His mercy, we see His grace as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's an awesome experience because we are able to see God move in us and use us for His purpose, but we're also able to save many lives. We're able to impact people. We're able to encourage those. We're able to build people up and bring those to salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. So it's an awesome thing. We've been looking at people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, not seeing them as someone that we can identify with, but seeing them as people who live in a different era, but seeing them in their human state. As we learn of them, as we study them, we see the things that they've done to embrace the presence of God, to embrace His will and His word, but we also see their mistakes. But it does not refute the word of God, because the word of God is infallible. When God chooses a person, a race, a nation, a tribe, a family, He chooses them for His glory, and no one or nothing can stop what He is going to do in their lives. So we're so grateful that God has chosen us, an unlikely person, and an unlikely candidate, for His grace and for His will and for His mercy. Today we're going to talk again about trust. We spoke yesterday about trust, and we're going to go back to that area of trusting God. Many times in our lives when we are going through situations that are very hard and very difficult, it is hard to not take the ball and try to run with it ourselves. It's very hard for us to try to become dependent on God and not independent on Him, because we are taught to be independent from the time that we're born. We're taught to be self-sufficient. And when it comes to the faith realm, we have to be dependent on God. We have to trust Him, and we have to confidently know that He's the one that's going to lead us and guide us in truth, that He's the one that's going to bring us out, that He is the one that's going to cause glory to happen in the midst of our test, our trial, our hard place, that He is the one that is going to turn it around. He is the one that is in control and has the final say-so. And so it's very hard for us in our human state and not to just try to do it ourselves, but because we depend on God, and there are certain things that we cannot do ourselves. There are certain situations that we cannot handle or fix ourselves. So we have to trust in God. Trusting in God means I don't lean to my own understanding, but in all of my ways I acknowledge Him. That means that everything that I do, even if I know how to do it well, I'm still asking God, show me your way. Let me hear your voice. Teach me something in this that I don't know. Show me how to do this in a different manner, that the impact will be greater. And it doesn't matter what you've learned in college. It doesn't matter what you've learned in life. You can always use the impacting power of God to help you be to go into a different direction, to help you reach someone else, to help you come out better than what you started, because the word of God lets us know better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So no matter how you started out, when you trust God, you expect better, you expect more, you expect greater. You expect God to show up and do miraculous things for you and for your life. And that place of trust and confidence means that you're allowing your faith muscles to be tested. You're allowing God to stretch you, your faith, and to refine and build up your faith so that you're able to believe Him for more than just the small things, but the difficult things, and trust Him and know that He is God and that He will do exactly what He said. That doesn't happen overnight. Trust is an ongoing factor with God, because we are growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. The more that He reveals to us, the more that we read His word and our mind is renewed, the more that we pray and have fellowship with Him and we listen to Him and He talks to us, then our faith muscle is being built so that as the word of God gets inside of us and we live that word every single day, when we live that word, when we hit situations where our faith is being tried, where we have to confidently trust God, we don't pull on what's inside of our flesh. We pull on the word of God, which is in our spirits, and we pull that out and we begin to rehearse that in our mind. We begin to make our mind be at peace, our spirit be at peace, as we trust God and watch his word come to pass, because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the God that was in Genesis, and the same God that's gone throughout the Bible, that's in Revelations, and the same God that is sitting right now and watching and has everything under control. So we're not talking about a God that is dead. We're talking about a God that is much alive, and that he's able to do mighty things. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. Today we're going to look at the book of Psalms 93, and it talks about trusting God and how in the midst of trouble, when waves are coming down and how mighty the waves are, how even though we understand and we can see the waves and how they crush the shore and how they're powerful enough to come even on the shore and wash things away, we understand that God is mightier than all of the waves that could ever be released on the earth. He's greater than that. He's more powerful than that. And because we can see and recognize and relate power to the waves and the shore and how they crush and how they arise and how they wash and wipe out, we understand that God's power is greater than that, and it gives us an illustration that nothing can make or take us out of the will of God or make us not be triumphant, because God is just that powerful to do for us exactly what he said. The book of Psalms says this. It says, Jehovah is king. He is robed in majesty and strength. The world is his throne. O God, O Lord, you have reigned from prehistoric times and from everlasting past. The mighty oceans thunder your praise, and they are mightier than all the breakers pounding on the seashore of the world. They're telling us that God is mightier than all of these things. Your royal decrees cannot be changed. Holiness is forever the keynote of your reign. He is a holy God. He reigns forever. He's not going to be moved. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, how it's thundering in your life, how it's looking like it's not going to work out, how it's looking like it's not going to be what you think. You've got to trust God. You have to understand that your faith is being refined in the place of trust. David had to trust God when he knew that God had assigned kingship to him and his enemy was trying to kill him. And he had to trust that God was able to make what he said for his life come to pass, no matter how it looked or how it felt or how it seemed to his flesh or even his mind. He had to be conformed to the will of God and aligned with God's will, even though everything around him was saying the opposite, that he was not going to be king, that Saul was going to kill him, that he was not going to be able to protect his men, his family, and their possession. Everything that David went through was preparation for him becoming a king. It was preparation for him sitting in power and ruling. It was preparation for him to be the man of God that God had called him. Now, you're in preparation. Your process of faith, your process of your daily walk is getting you ready for something greater. It's getting you ready for something that you have not even even been introduced for. But God is setting up a stage that as you go through this process of allowing your faith to be stretched and you understand his will and his word and you trust where he's taking you, even when it does not look like what he said, it doesn't look like what he promised, that you trust that in a moment God can turn it around. In a moment, God can make it better in a moment. And that's what we see with the life of Joseph. Joseph was in the king's prison. But in one moment, because of his dreams, because of what God gave him, he was taken out of the king's prison and he was set in Pharaoh's house and he was given the best things and God turned it around. So it is with you. It only takes a moment for God to do what he's going to do in your life. It only takes a second for him to do it. You're going through a process. And the process is a process of faith where you're trusting God to do what he said, because you don't have the power within yourself to make it happen. Even with all of the knowledge and the education and the giftings and the talents that we have, we still have to depend on God to walk us through, to make sure that his will is done, to make sure that we look like him, to make sure that it comes out the way that he says, and that he gets all the glory. We're expectantly waiting on God, knowing that he's faithful, knowing that he cannot fail, knowing that he has all power, and no matter how the waves are crushing on us and how it looks like it's not going to happen, we will not be disappointed, because we hope and trust in a God that is able to go beyond what we think or even imagine. He's going to cause his will to come to pass. And as you trust him, you are developing an overcoming testimony, more than just, God saved me, and I know him, and I'm going to be with him one day. Now you have a testimony about the things that you've gone through, the things that you've suffered, the things that you've endured, and how God has brought you through those things, with a testimony that you know, if it had not been for God, your enemy, your enemies, that circumstance, that situation would have swallowed you up, would have taken you down. You would not be the head, like the Word of God says. But we're trusting in the fact that God's Word is true, and God is true, and he cannot lie. If he's called us the head, even though it looks like right now we're not in a place that looks like we're on top, we continue to speak and decree those things, knowing that the Word of God is changing and the Word of God is commanding and shaping things to change in the behalf of what his Word says and in our good. Because God's Word is going to go in and do as it was within the Genesis book when it says that the Spirit of God hovered over the deep. That means God's Spirit went there and it changed what looked like it wasn't supposed to be into what he said it shall be. It changed it. Everything had to conform and move to the Spirit, to the will and the voice of God. So it is in your life. There are things that are being changed, conformed, moved to what God said concerning you. And as you are standing in faith and trust and obediently doing what God says, he's making those things that seem like they were not or could not be become possible. He's doing things in atmospheres that we don't even understand and know about, and he's causing those things that be not to become that which he's already predestined and already said is yours. He's going to make that home, that marriage, that relationship, that godly relationship, that ministry, that business, that career, that child, and to what he said, when we know that it is his will. And when we pray his will in the earth, we're commanding his will to be seen, to be known, to be manifest in the earth as it already is in heaven. There's some things that are already done in heaven. There's some things that are already manifest in heaven. There's some things that are already established in heaven. And we're commanding, as it is in heaven, God, let it be done in the earth. Let it represent what heaven looks like. Let it represent what you've already spoken. Let my family represent the family that you've already spoken in your word. Let it look like that. Even though it may not look like it now, God, begin to change it. Deal with us until we are transformed. Deal with us until we change. Deal with us until we see it like you see it, and our actions and our attitude align with your will and your word. Deal with our finances until they work, till they line up. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I'm living according to what you said, to give to your house, to tithe off of my offering, to tithe off of my income. And when I do that, and I do it by faith, and I continue, don't do it one time, but I'm a continual faithful giver. There are principles in the Word of God that must be released. So God has to align those things, because he cannot lie. And when you say, God, your word says, and I'm trusting you, and you've got to do something, because I'm a giver, I'm a tither, I'm a praiser, I'm a worshiper, I'm a lover of you and righteousness. So you've got to turn some things around for the good. You've got to turn it around and make it look like what you said and not what the circumstance said. When you faithfully trust God and his leading, you're going to come out on top, as the word says. It does not yet appear. I know it doesn't look like it right now. But guess what? In a little while, in just a moment, in your 3 days, maybe your 3 days is like what happened with Jesus, but in your 3 days, you're going to get up looking like what God said, because he cannot lie and he cannot fail. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Live today. I pray that you've been encouraged and you've been blessed and that you are now empowered to do all that he says. Take this word and receive it. Live it every single day. Trust God. He will not fail you. Use the word of God. Believe it. Walk by faith and not by sight. And you're going to see the demonstration of his power in your life like never before. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And we'll see you here tomorrow at the same time.